Stelling poll, Danish study casts doubt surgical masks protect wearers from coronavirus. By James Stelling poll on November 20, 2020. The results of the world's biggest coronavirus/mask study are in. It doesn't do much to support the suggestion of zealots like Joe Biden that they should be made compulsory. According to the DanMask 19 study, published in the prestigious journal Annals of Internal Medicine, there was no statistically significant difference between the mask-wearing group and non-mask-wearing group's likelihood of becoming infected with COVID, as measured by antibody testing, hospital diagnosis, and PCR testing. Here is the study's key finding. Our results suggest that the recommendation to wear a surgical mask when outside the home, among others, did not reduce, at conventional levels of statistical significance, the incidence of SARS-CoV-2 infection in mask wearers in a setting where social distancing and other public health measures were in effect. Mask recommendations were not among those measures, and community use of masks was uncommon. Yet, the findings were inconclusive and cannot definitively exclude a 46% reduction to a 23% increase in infection of mask wearers in such a setting. It is important to emphasize that this trial did not address the effects of masks as source control or as protection in settings where social distancing and other public health measures are not in effect. The study, conducted in Denmark in April and May this year, is the largest randomized control trial on the efficacy of masks against COVID-19 infection. A total of 3,030 participants were randomly assigned to the recommendation to wear masks, and 2,994 were assigned to control. 4,862 completed the study. Infection with SARS-CoV-2 occurred in 42 participants recommended masks, 1.8%, and 53 controlled participants, 2.1%. The between group difference was -0.3 percentage point, 95% C, -1.2 to 0.4 percentage point, p equals 0.38. Odds ratio, 0.82, c, 0.54 to 1.23, p equals 0.33. Multiple imputation accounting for loss to follow-up yielded similar results. Although the difference observed was not statistically significant, the 95% Cs are compatible with a 46% reduction to a 23% increase in infection. What this means is that the results are inconclusive. Fewer mask wearers ended up catching COVID than non-mask wearers. But not enough to demonstrate convincingly that masks make any real difference preventing the spread of COVID. Study limitations included reliance on patient-reported data, on mask behavior and results of home antibody tests, inability to blind study participants to the intervention, and loss of patients to follow up. This is the same study that was mysteriously declined by the world's top three medical journals. One of the study's co-authors, Thomas Lars Benfield, hinted that this was because the findings were so controversial that the journals didn't dare publish them. But now, finally, the study has been published and the findings appear to be much blander than Benfield's comment implied. This has prompted speculation that in order to get their study published, the authors may have removed their more controversial findings. In the original protocol for the study, there were a number of other outcomes that they planned to assess. For example, original misspelling retained. Difference between the two study groups, time frame, 1 month. Returned swabs. Description of the face mask user's psychological aspects of wearing face masks, time frame, 1 month. Psychological aspects of face mask wearing in the community. Costs associated with wearing versus not wearing face masks, time frame, 1 month. Cost-effectiveness analyzes on the use of surgical face masks. These and others might have given a more rounded cost-benefit analysis of masks, taking into account not just their effectiveness, or otherwise, as a barrier to viruses, but also potential adverse consequences. But if these issues were examined, the conclusions are not present in the published study. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.